This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Welcome back. It's Football Friday, always best day of the week, especially during the season when football's underway. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Thanks for being with us for Live Across the Country from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East, Monday through Friday. Coming up here on the show, the afternoon slate for week one in the NFL on Sunday, including the debut of Cam Ward with Chelsea's Tennessee Titans. You know what I did yesterday before we get into the afternoon slate? I almost blinded myself in a freak accident. It was terrifying. You ever seen an old door? Or maybe you have one. I don't think you do. But in our place, because DC's so old, we have some older doors in our condo where they have like a ball catch at the top. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where it's...
Yeah, you know, when so you don't slam it.
Right. So there's right. A little ball that adjusts on a spring, and then you click it into the closet door or the frame, whatever. And so a couple days ago, this thing pops out. I'm like, I think it's broken. So I put it back in, fell out again, and then we had a cleaning crew come in because Catherine's mother showed up yesterday. Sheila's in town. That's fun. Wanted to have the house clean. So when I got home, this metal ball, and this is not hollow, like it's just solid metal, is just sitting out on like a chest of drawers in the bedroom. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to test this thing one more time and see if I can lock it in. Otherwise, I got to replace it. So I snap it back in, close the door, open it up again, and I'm looking up, right, to see if it pops out. This metal ball pops up and hits me in the middle of the eye and, like, hurt my eyeball. And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about my eyeball got, like, pushed in, like, kink. And I was like, oh, my. For a second, I was, like, black for a second. And then I was like, okay, I'm all right. That's one of those weirdo accidents that I was telling Catherine. I was like, had I actually been blinded in one eye telling people this story, I'd have been like, you know what, just... don't worry about it. I just wear a patch. It's a long story. And then all my, it's all funny now. At the time, I was like, God bless. That's one of those things you would never plan on in a million years, and yet something terrible could have happened. Thank God I have my sight today.
Ah, there's a guy that, you know, that coffee place I go to all the time. It's not Starbucks. It's the local coffee shop. There's a guy there that wears an eye patch.
Really?
And I feel like me and Jake, like, try not to say some sort of, like, pirate pun every time we go there. Oh my gosh, it's so hard.
Gets it.
And you're just like, aye aye, Captain. You're like, I mean, thanks for the coffee, sir. But yeah, that's crazy. You need to start wearing safety goggles. But let me backtrack for a second. So, so we're clear. Are you talking about like the little spring that, like, if you flick it and it like boing? Is it at the bottom of the door frame?
The
I'm
top.
I'm not sure if I know what you're talking about.
It's at the top. It's like a very old, like, trust me, I did not know before I moved in. It's like, oh, it's just an older door where it's just, you know, it helps secure the doors in the frame. You just click it shut. Like, it's not something I really paid attention to until I'm like, oh, these are kind of older, but no big deal. And then I almost got blinded by one. So that was fun. I mean, I don't need to come into this show with a patch next week, and you're like, are you okay? And I'm like, Chelsea, you're due for a stabbing. Stop saying that. That poor guy, he probably gets out all the time.
Well, it is radio, at least. Like, it's definitely not, like, your main thing. And I will say, like, you probably only really need one eye, unless you're doing a bunch of depth perception stuff. Because I've told you this story before. My brother's completely blind in one eye. And he actually was really good at basketball. Like, he was a sharpshooter. He was a three-point shooter. And his one eye was so strong that it, like, made up for, like, whatever was not working in his other eye. So, like, you can survive. Might look funny. But you can't survive.
I'd be the only guy in sports betting with a pirate patch. That'd be my thing, you know?
Maybe
pirate
not.
Picks. Oh, man. Lots of pirate puns, you know? You replace the dongster with a parrot on my shoulder.
You got to bet on the Bucks.
You'd be like, what?
And the Pittsburgh Pirates?
I'm always betting on the Pirates. Oh, that'd be a whole thing. Maybe that wouldn't be a bad thing at all. We switch it up. And you're like, wow, they've really done a lot of things with this show. Taken a lot of creative liberties ever since Jinx went blind in his one eye. Late window games in the NFL. No Pirates on the schedule here. So, are you going to bet on the Titans and the Broncos? What's going to happen in this game? The Broncos are laying... I know it had to be done. I mean, come on. We're already talking about it. Broncos are laying 8 at home. Just kind of an odd number. It's through all the key numbers, but it is the debut of Cam Ward. What do you think?
This is a tough one. And we've talked about how it's tough to, like, give bets on your own team, because if you look at reality and you say, okay, the Titans are starting a rookie quarterback on the road at one of the toughest places to play in the NFL against a very good head coach in Sean Payton, against a Broncos team that's very good on paper and should be one of the contenders in the AFC this year. But then if you don't pick the Titans and they end up covering or they end up looking good, you look like a traitor and you'll be pushed overboard and you'll be forced to walk the plank, Sir Jinx. So I think the way that I'm playing this one, I know it is very dumb.
No, I love it though. Go ahead. Sorry.
So I found a same game parlay in this game that I'm going to do with Calvin Ridley, because we've talked about this before. I think especially with rookie quarterbacks, they find their security blanket. They want to throw to one receiver who they think is going to catch it no matter what the down is. So I think that guy is Calvin Ridley for Cam Ward. So the bet that I'm going to make is a two-pick parlay on what is his catches and his receiving yards. So I need him to get 3+ catches and 25+ yards.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
It feels like a very low output, and that's -145. So I dumbed it down a bit. I'm not sure what his normal number is, but I do think he gets 3 catches for 25 yards. That feels like a very gettable number. I know this Broncos secondary is tough, but still, I think we see a lot of targets for Calvin Ridley this week.
That's a lot of juice, Kaka! Whoa, Pete the Parrot chiming in with your Calvin Ridley bet. I don't mind that. I mean, he is going to be the primary go-to guy. Also, did you see yesterday Cam Ward was asked about his pregame routine or what he likes to do? I thought this was fascinating. He said, I just like to sit in silence. No music, no conversation. I just like to sit and enjoy the silence, like on a road trip. Just sit there by myself. Just quiet. Which I kind of love. That shows that that can be a sign of intelligence when you're just working through things, when you're thinking about things, when you're looking at things from like different angles. So, I mean, doesn't guarantee he's going to be a good NFL quarterback, but that's not normally what you hear from a pro football player.
I think this is the tough part because everything Cam Ward has said, like, I absolutely love. And it's very easy to say, oh, he's doing all the right things. He is a hard worker. He's got a good head on his shoulders. But at the end of the day, if he doesn't produce, he doesn't produce. Because we have this issue with Marcus Mariota. He was like a community hero, and everybody loved him. But the Titans offense at the time was averaging like 18 points a game. So you just can't keep him on. So we'll see with Cam Ward. But I will say, if he even looks decent in this first game against the Broncos, like that is a very good sign. Because this is not an easy way to start your NFL career.
Yeah. I am looking at a game out west, Niners and Seahawks. I'm trying to get some plus money. I like the Seahawks here outright over the Niners. The Niners are laying 2.5 and they're minus 135 on the money line. But Seahawks are plus 115. I'm hitching myself to the Sammy Darnold train. Like, I know that people like to bag on him because he wasn't great at the end of the year, but there's a reason why he signed that major contract in Seattle. He's looked great in the preseason, picked up the offense like that. And we've talked a lot about the Niners on this show, and I'm just not big on San Francisco. That defense, forget what you thought you knew about the Niners defense. This Niners defense gave up more than 30 points on the road last season. And the Niners have lost 12 of 13 at Lumen Field on Sunday games. Like, they just have not performed well in Seattle historically. So when you take a rejuvenated quarterback, and by the way, Lumen Field, it's one of the few fields I've been to, one of the few stadiums I've been to in the NFL. It is no joke. It is really, really difficult playing in front of that 12th man. It's like being in the middle of an airport or on the tarmac in a Jets landing. It's wild there. I like Seattle on the money line.
Yeah, the main thing in this, where I think everybody had a collective groan when they saw Adam Schefter tweet this, is Christian McCaffrey is on the injury report.
There we go.
Again. With a
calf
issue. Imagine if you had him in fantasy football. And I understand, like, maybe he's a little bit more torn up about it than people who have him on a fantasy football team. But still, this continues to be an issue. And especially for somebody who has so much tread on the tires, it's not that surprising. It's not a personal knock on Christian McCaffrey. It's just, remember when he was with the Panthers and he was like 92% of their offense? Like, he was involved in every play. So it's just a matter of like heavy usage, and eventually, you know, it's going to come to roost when it comes to the bones and the muscles in your body. So I think maybe it's going to be a tough time for the Niners without Christian McCaffrey. I wonder if Sammy P has stopped buying stock in the Niners after this news.
No. You know, the stock drops. He's like, buy the dip. Buy the dip in the Niners. Mm. Everybody's fading the Niners because of CMC. I'm buying more stock. And also I'm buying some Ethereum this weekend. Sammy P is all in on every single market. We'll ask him. Is he on the show today? Is it Joe? I think it's Joe today. But regardless, I bet he's still buying stock. You got to buy low. That's what they say. Do you have an opinion on Ravens-Bills? I mean, this is a marquee game. Sunday Night Football. It's going to be a good one. Baltimore's laying a point in Buffalo. Total set at 50.5. Of course, people are making cases for both sides, which makes sense. Should be a great game. What do you think?
Well, this has a line flip in it. We had the Ravens getting points earlier in the week, and this is why you do your teasers on a Tuesday with us on Teaser Tuesday. Because, listen, what I'm rooting for in this game is I got the Ravens at plus 7.5 in a teaser. I think that is a great leg, and I think a lot of people believe in the Ravens. But still, it is a road game, and I think it could go either way for me. I think I trust the Ravens' defense a little more, so if I had to pick a side, it would be the Ravens. But it's a primetime game in Buffalo. You know those fans are going to be up for this game. Yeah. So I think it could probably go either way.
That's kind of how I feel, but I would lean Buffalo here. It's a night game. It's in Buffalo. Those fans are going to be nuts. And also, Buffalo was a wagon at home last year. And we're looking at a potential AFC Championship preview here. But last year, Buffalo went 10-0 straight up at home. And you can pick Buffalo right now on the money line and just get them at minus 105. So, like you said, we have seen some money coming on the Ravens, but It's going to be, it should be. I mean, you never know with games like this, but this has the potential to be one of those classic early season games. But I'm going to ride the Bills train. I have the Bills winning the Super Bowl. I'm going to be on Buffalo to win this game against the Ravens. But regardless, both teams have the talent to win it all. They also have some weaknesses as well. And we'll get an early taste of what those look like on Sunday night. Coming up in 5 minutes. Oh, but Jinx, I thought you guys liked college football. Oh, we do. We do. And we're going to talk about the games that we like coming up next on the schedule in week two. Hour two of the Daily Tip is headed your way. It is here on a BetMGM Network. Stay right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.